Well, praise the Lord. Am I on there? All right. Well, let me say it's mighty good to be here, and we sure appreciate your pastor and thank the Lord for him. I know that you're pleased to have him, and I'm sure that you're aware of what you have, and God has sure blessed you with a great man of God. He's been one of my heroes, and he and his family, for a long time. I mean that, especially when they went to New Guinea, and we had the privilege to support them. And so, again, it's just a privilege to get to be around him. It's a privilege to get to be here with you folks, and a privilege and an honor that I never even dreamed of to get to stand behind this pulpit. And I don't take that lightly. And I appreciate what the Lord's done for us, and mighty glad to get to be here. And I am from Baton Rouge area. Livingston's the name of the town. You said, preacher, you love crawfish? No, I don't like crawfish. Which is, you don't say that's cussing down in South Louisiana. If you talk bad about crawfish, you're gonna get in trouble. But nonetheless, I don't care for them much, and I don't care for the Tigers much. LSU Tigers. I'm a Buckeye fan, all the way to the core, and the pastor got to me, if you're wondering. Actually, I of course, I'm from Texas originally, and but anyway, we were there in Kilgore, Texas. My wife and I both born and raised in Kilgore, and but nonetheless, we Lord moved us to Arkansas, pastor there for about 5 years, and then was on the west side of the state, and again, where we met your pastor, and when they were going to the mission field, and we're there for like 12 years. We've been now 15 and a half years where we're at now, down in Livingston. So just mighty thankful. I'm just telling you, if the Lord would use somebody like me, you've got it made. Amen. I believe God will do great things with folks like you, and I appreciate the way that God has blessed your church. And I was here when Brother LeBeau was here in the old building, I guess, the other building, but with Brother Roach years ago. But this is our fourth trip to Alaska, and I walk around about the first two or three days with my mouth open, just looking at the beauty. And I know you get accustomed to it. And you just don't see what's around you, because we do get used to it. I heard a fellow preach a message on the sin of getting used to it. But we do the same thing spiritually, don't we? And I heard one preacher say, you know, some folk been saved way too long. I said, preacher, that can't happen. I know that. We're eternally secure. Thank the Lord for that. But we let the awe of salvation and the beauty of the Lord and the things of God just because we've been involved in it so long. But sometimes you just need to get along with God, amen, and just thank Him and praise Him and appreciate His goodness in your life. And I have to do that pretty often, because if you're not careful, you'll get to looking at all the things that you don't have and forget what you do have. You got far more than you deserve. Amen. If you know the Lord, you got far more than you deserve, and so do I. And if you have your Bibles, if you will, I'd like to preach a message, a 4th of July message this morning. But the Lord's directed me another way. If you would, look in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. By the way, how many of you are military? If you'll raise your hands, anybody? There's quite a few of you. Appreciate you being here and appreciate your service. Veterans, didn't raise your hand? My goodness, that's about better than half the crowd, it looks like. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for your service, and thank you for helping keep the doors of freedom open, and we can enjoy the things that we do here in America. Now, like the preacher said, we're rapidly losing that, but I'm afraid that, again, that we've just taken for granted way too much. The church has, that is. Look, if you will, in John chapter 6, and we'll start reading in verse number 60. John chapter 6 and verse number 60. And I know we're getting ready to eat after the service, and so I'll try not to be too long. I hear your stomach's grumbling already, and so we'll move right along. Look, if you will, in John chapter 6, we'll start reading in verse number 60. The Bible said, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. He said, Therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given him, unto him, of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? And he spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here this morning and for this great church and pastor. I thank you for them. I'm glad that you've established it. You've put it here. You've, Lord, blessed it, and we thank you for that. Now, Lord, we're not here to try to impress anybody with ourselves, but, Lord, we sure would like to please you this morning. I pray you'll help me. I pray that, Lord, you'll bring to my mind the things that ought to be said, and that, Lord, you'll help me to skip over those things that should not. We ask again for your direction, your power, and, Lord, we know that we need you, and that we want to be a help to your people. And certainly, Lord, if we can't help them, we sure don't want to hurt them. So I pray that you'll use us now. Lord, I long to be used of you more than anything. So please help me. Lord, to be a blessing to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that probably you're familiar, most of you, with this passage of Scripture. And I want to take our text, if you will, from verse number 67. Will ye, he said, also go away? And then I love Peter's response, don't you? He said, To whom shall we go? It's a good question. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. I don't know about you this morning, but I know for sure that my Savior is the Christ. I know for sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is sent from God. And by the way, I know that you know as well, he had a purpose in coming, and we realize that that old song, I don't know if you know it, but where could I go but to the Lord? And it rings rather true, maybe taken from the thought of the Scripture here, but the truth is that we have nowhere to go. If we don't have him, we have no help. If he's not Christ, then we have no hope. And I reminded of that other song as well, but without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. And, I don't know about you today, but I'm mighty thankful that I'm with him. And today that we have a Savior that, by the way, has promised he'll never leave us in Hebrews 13:5, nor forsake us. And I'm glad to know that, because the truth is, once you are in Christ, guess what? You are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. You're in His hand, and we well know that salvation is eternal. And I'm thankful again to know that I can't lose it. Couldn't lose it if I wanted to. Don't know why anybody would want to. And I wonder about some people sometimes, and when I look around and I hear their complaints, and I know that you folk that are not pastoring, you never hear any complaints, but we pastors get more than our share of complaints. Amen? And but nonetheless, I'm thankful today for God's goodness in my life. And somebody said, if you could just see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, you'd know the reason why I love him so. You can take this old world, all its wealth and its riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire to live for Him. And there's a reason for that, and there's a reason for that song, and that's because of Peter's response, and Jesus asked. Now, let me say this. I'll back up just a little bit and remind you why Jesus said that that these went away, and the Lord said that these went away simply because they said this is a hard saying. And by the way, when you read it, if you don't understand what the Lord was talking about, and even His disciples, I'm afraid, didn't quite grasp what He was saying, He said, except you eat My flesh, eat and drink My blood, you're not going to have any part with Me. And by the way, He was speaking of the fact that His body would be sacrificed, in essence. He would become our sacrifice. He was going to give Himself on Calvary's cross, and He was giving Himself. And by the way, even we back up to the fact that when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, if you well remember, Jesus prayed and He said, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from Me. But that next word's a very key word. Nevertheless, not as I will, thy will be done. By the way, if that word nevertheless was not there, you and I would not be here. Amen. We would not have a Savior. We would not have the help and the hope, the assurance that we have. But Jesus prayed, not my will, but thine be done. And nevertheless, He said, we understand that, by the way, it does not matter what this old wicked world is saying. What does matter is what God has established and God has said in His Word. And we understand that the Lord was willing to come, leave the splendor of heaven. He came to this old wicked, sin-cursed world. And so doing, He was willing to lay His life down for you and I. And if He had not, you and I would have no hope, we'd have no help, and we'd be of all men, most miserable. Jesus says again, will you go away also? Peter says, to whom shall we go? Let me ask you that question. You leave Jesus. You turn back on Him. They said, this is a hard saying. And so they quit following Him. By the way, they were following Him for the bread. You remember in the same chapter, He talks about the 5,000 men that were fed. And then He brings to point that His body was the bread of life, and He brings to point that His blood was to be shed for the world, and He laid His life down. Greater love, He said, hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And I'm so glad again today to serve notice to you that it does not matter. You say, but preacher, would the Lord love me enough to die for me? If you'd have been the only sinner in this world, I believe that Jesus Christ would have still come and did exactly what He did just for you. I believe if I'd have been the only sinner in this world, He would have still died just for me. He loves you that much. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever, that means anybody, amen, and that whosoever believeth in Him, not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad again that it is so. He made it abundantly clear also in Romans chapter 10, we well know, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, we understand that we survey our own lives, and like Peter, then we have no one else to turn to. And by the way, He has been and is my all in all. And we well know, by the way, He's the purpose that I have in living. And we understand that friends look to all kinds of things that they're trusting in. And by the way, when you look at the cross, you'll see the reason for which the Lord Jesus came. And see, by the way, if you just imagine with me, had He not come, you and I would be in a horrible shape. But I'm thankful today that He was willing to lay His life down. And by the way, if He were not here, if He did not come, then to whom would we go? We'd have nowhere to go. There is no Savior apart from Him. There is no hope apart from Him. There is no help apart from Him. There is no life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. And so we understand that with the many options that life gives us, and there's only one answer, and Jesus is still the answer. And by the way, to whom would you go with your burdens without the Lord Jesus? He said in Matthew 11, we well know it, verse number 36, come unto Me, all ye that labor And he said, a heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Hey, I'm glad again that I have a place that I can go with my troubles, my problems, and the things that we face. This world, by the way, is in a mess. We've already been alluded to this morning. This world is in a mess. And I'm thankful that there is an answer, and Jesus Christ is still the answer for the world's problems today. Now, I don't know, even a child of God, do you understand that the Lord intended for you to bring your issues to Him? This world, I read a statistic earlier and said that suicide in our land has risen to over 30% in the last 10 years. I'm just saying, the preacher mentioned it a while ago, but we live in a day where there's problems and troubles and perilous times, and we're living in that day. And we see all kinds of issues today that, by the way, the world does not know what the answer is. They don't know. But I'm glad that, by the way, the Word of God has the answer. Amen. And if you'll come to the Lord Jesus, and we come to Him, we'll find the answer. And we understand that, by the way, also in Psalm 55, verse 22, He said, cast thy burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. Who shall we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure thou art thy Christ, that Christ. He said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And by the way, we are the object today of His affection. I'm glad that He loves me in spite of me. I'm glad that, by the way, He was willing to come and pay my sin debt. I'm glad that He, by the way, was willing and is willing, even when I'm not deserving, to care for me. In Romans 8:32, we know that the Bible declares He that spared not His own Son, the Bible says, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also, He said, freely give us all things. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. I'm glad again that I have a Savior that loves me enough that when times get tough, the problems come our way, the troubles come, that He is there, and I can cast my care upon Him, and He will sustain me. To whom shall we go? Well, I would think that today, if we just go to Him, we'd understand that He has provided for us everything that we need to live this life, and a victorious life. He said, I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The English Channel, they were having some problems with ships that would come in and get loaded, and they'd load them down heavily, and when they'd get out of the harbor, the shipping channel, they would, a lot of times, because of the winds and the waves, the storms, they would sink right outside the channel. And a fellow named by the name of Robert Clemsall developed a method to keep that from happening. He just simply called it, they called it the Clemsall line. They put a line on every ship, and you could not load that ship any heavier than that line to the level of the water, and spared no telling how many lives, no telling how many ships, just by a simple mark. Well, I got news for you. The Lord knows. He said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. By the way, He is. And He will with every temptation also make a way of escape, that we may be able to bear it. I'm glad that the Lord knows where our mark is. And by the way, listen to me. The Lord does more work in our lives, and we learn more, and we grow more, and we become more the Christian that we're supposed to be because of our burdens and because of our troubles. They have a purpose. God has a plan in them, with them, but He does not overload us. Amen. He will not put more on you than you can bear. And so He says, will ye go away also? simply because things are not going the way that you thought they ought to go. Amen. I'm glad that this thing's not up to me. I'm just following by faith. Amen. I'm just living for the Lord and living my... Boy, if you could just see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, you know the reason why I love Him so. You take this whole world, all His wealth and His riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire to live for Him. Boy, I don't know about you, but boy, when the Lord saved me, He didn't get anything. But when He saved me, I got everything. Amen. I was 23 years old when I got born again into the family of God. And I was running around with the wrong crowd, doing the wrong thing. You name it, I was doing it. But when God got my attention and He delivered my soul, I recognized I was a sinner and deserving of hell. And by the way, if you and I got what we deserved, that's exactly where we would be right now, burning in a devil's hell at a lake of fire. Hey, to whom should we go? To whom shall we go? Hey, you don't have any hope. You don't have any help. And by the way, we're of all men most miserable. If in this life is all we have. But I'm thankful it's not all we have, because we have life in Him. Amen. I'm looking forward to... I hope the rapture takes place before I leave this life and go out through the avenue of death. I'd rather go through the undertaker than the undertaker. And I don't know if that'll happen or not, but I'm ready. Amen. This world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. Every one of us today have the privilege and the been given the opportunity to say, you know what, to whom shall we go? Lord, Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure Thou art that Christ. Well, so we know that God's provided for us an avenue to bring our burdens. And then not only that, we've already mentioned this, and I won't preach it. We are going to let you out to go to lunch here shortly. But do you realize that He also has provided for us freedom from our bondage? He delivers us from our burdens. And where else are you going to go? And I'm thankful that whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. He said in Romans chapter 6, verse 22, He said, now being made free from sin, we are the servants of God. We have a new master. By the way, listen to me. There is no master to turn to apart from the Lord Jesus, because Satan and sin will enslave you and keep you under and in that bondage apart from the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews in chapter 2, verse 14, He said that through death He might destroy him that had power over death. He said, the devil. And we understand again, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And I'm thankful I'm not subject to bondage anymore. And if you're not if you're living a life in bondage, then you're living well beneath the privilege that the Lord has for you. And He said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 5, He said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He said, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad again that He has delivered me. And I know that you know in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, He said. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. But you know, He goes on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Aren't you glad it's just a shadow for the believer? It's not the real thing. Amen. We understand that one of these days, that if the Lord tarries, that we're all going to go through that valley and that shadow of death. But thank the Lord, we're going to come out the other side victorious. Why? Because our Savior did. He's the only one that came out the other side victorious. And I'm thankful again that we have that assurance of knowing. Well, last of all, you realize that who you going to go to with understanding that there's no other one that can help you bear the burdens that this life places on you. There's no one else that's going to deliver you from the bondage that, by the way, sin and Satan and this world have placed on us. And then there's no other one that you and I could go to help us in our time of bereavement. When we having problems, where our hearts are broken, and I've talked to a lot of people, and we know that there is no hope, no help without hope, and there is no hope apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, let not your hearts be troubled in John 14. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, by the way, in my Father's house are many mansions. I'm thankful that he has prepared for us a mansion. And we know that God's provided everything that we need. So the Lord has. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 14. He said, we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them that are asleep. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God shall sound. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And by the way, I'm thankful again that one of these days that somebody said, I'm going to leave this world like Superman and going to come back like the Lone Ranger on a white horse. And I'm looking forward to that day, just listening for the shout. Amen. You say, preacher, well, we live in a world full of trouble and trials and all kinds of problems come our way, and they do. But God has a purpose for them too. And God has a plan for your life. And you say, well, a lot of people are turning to a pill bottle or alcohol or the pleasures of this world. You just list them, you name them. But the truth is, the child of God has a much better place to turn. You don't have to go to the medicine cabinet. Just go to the Word of God. Go to your prayer closet. Amen. Now, by the way, I'm not against when there are needed medications. I realize that there are diseases and there are problems that mankind can help. You know that a lot of the things, though, that we could be bringing to the Lord, we bring again to a superficial fix, but not understanding that the Lord made it abundantly clear that He is our helper. And He is our strength. He is our guide. He is our God. And there is none other. Peter says, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And He is. I'm glad that He got my attention one day. I never shall forget today when the Lord saved me. I have a lot of regrets in life. May I say the joy of that day that I was saved back in April 1980 overshadows, supersedes, clouds out all of the past. All of my failures. I'm glad that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And I have no regret. Having said with the Apostle Peter, Lord, I deserve to die and go to hell. If I paid my own sin debt, I got what I deserved. That's where I'd go. That's where I'd be. But I'm thankful today to be able to tell you I'm assured of heaven because of Him. Undeserving? Yeah. I get concerned about these folk that believe that. I believe in the sovereignty of God, by the way. I believe He's sovereign. Amen. God can do anything He wants to do. But listen to me. What He wanted to do was not choose this one and that one and that one and that one and reject the rest. What He wanted to do was make it for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Aren't you glad He's given us a choice? Peter chose. And I know he messed up later on, but Peter chose. He said, Lord, surveyed the whole situation about life and to be honest with you, Lord, I don't have anywhere else to go. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure Thou art that Christ. And I'm glad it is that way. The Lord lets us choose. So, if you reject, if you say no to the Lord Jesus Christ, where are you going to go? There's nobody else in the running for the Savior. There's nobody else that's ever, by the way, loved you like the Lord loved you and loves you. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, won't you claim your independence by dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ today and make this the best 4th of July holiday season by being set free spiritually? Where else are you going to go? There is no place else. I'm glad I'm saved. You know the thing that thrills me? Almost as much as my own salvation is seeing someone else and their eyes being open to this truth. Without Him, I would be dying. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, life would be hopeless, like a ship without a sail. Jesus. Jesus. There's no other answer. He is still the answer to the world's problems. And may I say to every individual, can I recommend Him? The preacher in Sunday school talked about the importance of having a testimony and letting your light so shine before men. And we ought to do that. And he mentioned, you don't know much about me. I'll tell you a little bit more this afternoon. But I'm thankful today that, and I'm not here recommending Rusty Silvertooth. I believe the importance, again, of having a good testimony. Your pastor has an excellent testimony, his family. The Lord's blessed me with a tremendous wife and children. But if we're anything, it's all because of Him. And I can recommend Him to anybody and everybody. I hope today, by the way, if you're thinking about, because so many things you don't understand. Maybe the preacher, man, I know he preaches against sin. It's a hard saying. I know he preaches the truth. It's not always easy. It's not always real palatable, especially to our flesh. If you're thinking in your mind today, it's just too hard. Why don't you come to grips with the truth, the reality? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go when you leave a church like this? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go when you reject the Word of God? Where are you going to go when you turn from that which God has promised to bless? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He does. With our heads bowed.